Stuck in a dinner routine rut? Picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Cook Unity offers over 400 meals for every palate. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life.
Have you ever felt like everything around you is constantly changing? Or have you ever wondered if there's anything, or anyone, who remains consistent amidst the chaos of life? Today, I want you to grasp this truth deeply, that despite the ever-shifting sands of life, God remains your unwavering anchor. His faithfulness is unending, and His goodness and mercy are always in pursuit of you, even when you might not even see it. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. And I know some of you might be thinking, how could God be faithful when I'm going through such a tough season right now? But remember this, even in the wilderness, the Israelites were provided manna from heaven and water from a rock. Therefore, God's faithfulness isn't dictated by our circumstances, but by His very nature. And not only is He faithful, but His goodness and mercy are also actively chasing after you. So, if you feel like you are not experiencing God's goodness and mercy right now, think about this. Think about the countless things that goes well in your day. Like our very breath and life are testaments to His mercy. The heartbeats that never miss, the lungs that keep breathing, the protection during our travels, the blessing of loved ones, your daily provisions, and so much more. All these, though they might seem ordinary, are profound manifestations of God's goodness and mercy in our lives. Just as the sun rises every morning, His goodness is sure, and His mercy is new for you every day. You don't have to earn it, and you certainly can't outrun it. It's His promise to you, a testament of His unyielding love. Psalm 136, verse 1, reminds us, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever." In Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 23, it says, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Imagine this. Every single morning we wake up, regardless of the storms of life we face. God's compassion is new and abundant. Many of us have stories of personal challenges and triumphs, times of doubt and moments of joy. But one thing remains true through it all. God's nature doesn't change. He is consistently loving, constantly caring, and eternally faithful. As the sun rises each day, so does His love and compassion toward us, assuring us that He is unchanging and always dependable. Indeed, we're all familiar with the term faithfulness as it pertains to our everyday lives. However, when it comes to God's faithfulness, it carries a depth and dimension beyond our usual understanding. So let's delve deeper into defining God's faithfulness. We often use the term faithfulness to describe someone or something reliable, steadfast and trustworthy. But do we truly grasp the depth of God's faithfulness? It's not merely about God being consistent. It's about His unwavering commitment and promise to be there for us, no matter what. The story of Job is a remarkable testament to this. Even after losing everything, his wealth, family, and health, Job's hope in God's faithfulness remained. The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21, states, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." This declaration, amidst Job's intense suffering, captures the essence of God's faithfulness. Job recognized that, regardless of circumstances, God's nature and His intentions for us are always good. Our definition of faithfulness should extend beyond just reliability. With God, it's an unwavering love story, a bond that cannot be broken, and a promise that He will always be there. Imagine a garden that endures all seasons, from the gentle warmth of spring to the harsh cold of winter. Despite changing conditions, the garden's roots dig deep, drawing strength and nourishment. This garden mirrors the faithfulness of God in our lives. A great story from the Bible that illustrates this is the story of the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17. Facing severe drought and famine, she had only a handful of flour and a little oil left, expecting to make one last meal for herself and her son before they succumbed to starvation. The prophet Elijah, who was led by God, approached her and asked her to first make a small bread for him from what she had. With faith, she did as Elijah asked. 1 Kings 17 verses 15 to 16 tells us, "So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah." This story underscores the reality that God's faithfulness isn't bound by our limitations or circumstances, even in situations where human understanding fails. God's faithfulness emerges, ensuring that we are nourished both spiritually and physically. It's an affirmation that His presence and provisions are as consistent as the deep roots of a garden, unwavering amidst life's shifting seasons. With that understanding of God's unyielding faithfulness, let's delve deeper into another dimension of His nature, His goodness, the proactive love of God. God's goodness is not a passive attribute. It is proactive, dynamic, and often surprising. It seeks us out even before we recognize our need for it. The parable of the lost sheep in Luke chapter 15, verses 4 to 7, portrays this proactive love. Before the sheep knew it was lost, the shepherd was already searching. Similarly, God's goodness pursues us, even when we don't realize we're astray. Have you ever experienced unexpected blessings or doors opening when you least expected? Experiences like these speaks to God's proactive goodness at work. Many of us who are a part of and support our daily Jesus devotional community have testimonies of times when God intervened in our lives without asking, revealing His proactive nature. His goodness isn't bound by our requests. It overflows from His very essence, touching every aspect of our lives. Picture a parent's love for a child. Even before the child is aware of any danger or need, the parent is already on the move, making things right, ensuring safety, and providing. God's love functions on a much greater scale, always a step ahead, anticipating our needs and acting in our best interests. A wonderful story that comes to mind is that of Hagar in Genesis chapter 21. Abandoned and distraught in the wilderness with her young son, Ishmael, Hagar had given up hope. But even before she called out in desperation, God had already set His plan in motion. An angel called out to Hagar, showing her a well to quench their thirst. This was God's proactive goodness in action, making provision even in the worst of situations. The story serves as a perfect reminder that we are never truly alone, nor forgotten. Even in moments when we feel unseen or unheard, God's active goodness is surrounding us, charting out paths of blessings, and ensuring we're cared for, cherished, and protected. Also, don't miss the fact that while Hagar's story showcases God's proactive goodness, it also sets the stage for understanding another part of His nature, His deep, unwavering mercy that seeks to heal restore, and uplift. Building on that thought, in our next point, let's look into this aspect of God's nature, the boundless mercy He extends to each one of us, showcased by His compassionate heart. Mercy is often seen as simply pardoning someone, but with God, it's so much more. It's a heartfelt compassion, an overwhelming desire to alleviate suffering and grant favor even when undeserved. When thinking of God's mercy, the story of Jonah comes to mind. The book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 2, reveals Jonah's understanding of God's character, stating, "For I knew that you are a gracious God, and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster." God's mercy wasn't just for Jonah, but it extended to the entire city of Nineveh, who repented and was spared. His mercy goes beyond borders, reaching out to individuals and entire communities. It reminds us that no matter how far we've gone, God's compassionate heart is always ready to embrace us, leading us back to His love and grace. Reflecting further on God's mercy, there's another story in the Bible that beautifully captures this attribute of God. The story of King Manasseh in 2 Chronicles, chapter 33, verses 12 to 13. Manasseh, once known as one of the most wicked kings of Judah, led his people into idolatry and committed numerous heinous acts. Yet, when he was captured and faced tremendous suffering, he humbled himself and sincerely pleaded to God. The scriptures say, "And when he was in distress, he entreated the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. He prayed to him, and God was moved by his entreaty and heard his plea." This instance shows that God's mercy isn't restricted to those deemed as good or worthy. No, it isn't. Even in the depths of our mistakes and wrong choices, if we turn back with a sincere heart, God's mercy is there to welcome us, forgive us, and set us on the right path again. Just as Manasseh experienced a transformation through God's mercy, we too can find redemption, renewal, and a fresh start in God's ever-present compassion. So, if you're listening today and you feel unworthy because you've made some bad decisions or you think you've strayed too far, remember this: God's mercy isn't limited by our past. His arms are always open, waiting to embrace, heal, and restore us. The same mercy that transformed Manasseh's heart is available to you right now, offering a fresh start and a chance to begin anew in His love and grace. All you need to do is open your heart, acknowledge your sins, and sincerely ask for His forgiveness. Take that step towards Him, and He will draw nearer than you can imagine, filling your life with His mercy, grace, and unending love. Don't let past mistakes hold you back. Embrace His mercy today and walk in the freedom and purpose that He has for you. If you've never turned to God, or if you wish to return to Him, continue to watch this video to the end, and we will guide you through the salvation prayer. Having embraced His mercy and understanding His compassion, let's now move forward to an assurance He gives us, a comforting promise that resonates with every believer. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Have you ever thought about what it means to be pursued? Not in a fleeting manner, but with intent, love, and perseverance. Psalm chapter 23, verse 6, makes a confident declaration of God's pursuing love. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." This isn't a passive form of love. This is a relentless, pursuing love that doesn't give up. It's a promise that God's goodness and mercy are not just events that we encounter occasionally, but they are consistent attributes that chase after us every day. Imagine being surrounded by such love and grace daily, knowing that even if you stumble, God's mercy is right there to lift you up. Isn't that something? And even when things are going well, His goodness continues to shower blessings and favor. It's a comforting reminder that we're never alone in our journey. God's love, mercy, and goodness are always by our side, guiding and uplifting us. Think about a story that paints a clear picture of constant love, even when someone turns away. The book of Hosea in the Bible tells us such a story. In Hosea chapter 1, verses 2 to 3, God asks the prophet Hosea to marry a woman named Gomer. Later on, in Hosea chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, Gomer leaves Hosea, but he doesn't forget about her. God tells Hosea to find her, buy her back, and love her again, even after she was unfaithful. Why did this happen? Well, this story is like a big picture of how God loves us, even if we make bad decisions or go our own way. God's love never stops. He is always ready to welcome us back with open arms. Just like Hosea didn't give up on Gomer, God doesn't give up on us. His love and care are always there, like a friend who sticks by your side, no matter what. That's the kind of love, the kind of promise, that follows us everywhere. It's like a big, warm hug that never ends. This beautifully symbolizes God's immense love and mercy towards us, even when we falter. If you are listening and you are married and experiencing unfaithfulness, or within the context of God's will, maybe you have felt betrayal from a family member or friend, I urge you to present them before God. Ask God to grant them a change of heart, filled with love and favor towards you. Rebuke the plans of the enemy over that relationship, and pray for a spirit of peace, love, and unity to reign. Just like Hosea, who God instructed to find his wife, buy her back, and love her again, even after she had been unfaithful. It's a clear invitation for us to extend that same grace, forgiveness, and unwavering love to those who may have wronged us. Let go of the unseen pride that might be weighing you down. Push through the pain or hurt, and with a heart full of faith, reach out to whoever has betrayed you. By taking this step, you not only align with God's desire for forgiveness and reconciliation, but you also set the stage for healing and renewal in those relationships. Remember, God often uses our deepest wounds to bring forth the most powerful testimonies. Don't allow pride or the lingering pain to stop you from seeking reconciliation. Embrace the transformative power of forgiveness and move forward in faith. Drawing from that profound truth, let's now explore our role in God's faithfulness. Recognizing God's faithfulness is just one part of the equation. Our response is equally crucial. James chapter 4, verse 8 gently reminds us, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." This call isn't just about recognizing God's presence, but actively seeking and embracing it. We play a pivotal role in this divine relationship, recognizing God's actions, sharing our experiences with Him, and staying close to Him makes our bond with Him stronger. As we share stories of God's faithfulness in our lives, we not only strengthen our bond with Him, but also inspire others to recognize His hand in their own lives. Drawing near to God isn't a one-time act. It's a continuous journey, a daily choice to recognize and celebrate God's unwavering faithfulness. Let's take a moment to look at a story that is not often highlighted. The account of King Asa in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11. Asa, when faced with a vast enemy army, did not rely solely on his forces or strategize his way out. Instead, he cried out to God, saying, "Lord, it is nothing for you to help. whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you. Here was a king, with all his earthly power, recognizing the importance of drawing near to God in times of need. King Asa's choice to lean on God's faithfulness and seek his intervention showcases the essential role we must play in our relationship with our Creator. We're partners of our faith journey with God, and every step we take towards him, every moment we lean into his promises, and every time we acknowledge his faithfulness, we're weaving a beautiful story of trust, love, and divine partnership. Like King Asa, let us remember that regardless of our might or capabilities, drawing near to God remains our most powerful act, ensuring his faithfulness surrounds us and guides us. My dear friends, we have the assurance of his everlasting faithfulness. It's important to absorb the depth and breadth of God's faithfulness. In every corner of our lives, in every challenge, joy, sorrow, or celebration, his goodness and mercy are ever present. It's an assurance that no matter where we go, what we face, or how often we might falter, his love and grace is always there, steady and unchanging. But also remember what Paul said in Romans 6, verses 1 to 2. What should we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? The challenge for us, then, is not just to believe in God's faithfulness, but to live in a way that reflects trust in his promises and obedience to his will. Let us carry this understanding in our hearts, letting it shape our actions, decisions, and relationships. And as we step out each day, may we always remember and celebrate God's everlasting faithfulness, trusting that his goodness and mercy will indeed follow us all the days of our lives. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I exalt your mighty name, for you are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Lord, I am grateful that each day your faithfulness is evident in our lives as a testimony to your everlasting love, mercy, and goodness. Lord, I come before you, acknowledging my shortcomings and sins. Forgive me for every transgression. Lord, I forgive all those who have trespassed against me, and I also forgive all those who have hurt and betrayed me. Father God, forgive me for the times I doubted your faithfulness and for the moments of unbelief. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life to wash away all unrighteousness and renew me afresh. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory over every adversity, every chain of doubt, and every spirit of fear that seeks to hinder my walk with you. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every plan of the enemy that tries to sow seeds of discord, negativity, separation, and disbelief in my life. Father, as I stand on what your word says in Psalm 23, verse 6, I declare that your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and in moments of weakness, let your mercy and compassion lift me up. May your divine protection be our shield, guarding me and my loved ones from all harm. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing over my body, mind, and spirit. By your stripes, I am healed. Lord, may your abundance flow in every aspect of my life. Father, I pray that my loved ones will come to experience the depths of your faithfulness. Let your peace be our portion. Lord, for those that are far from you. May you draw them nearer to you and grant them the grace to always recognize and respond to your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the plans of the enemy over my relationships. And I declare that a spirit of peace, love, and unity will reign in our lives. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I thank you for every heart that is humbled before you right now. For those who are seeking a deeper understanding of your faithfulness, may you open their hearts and minds to your truth. For those who are in need of emotional, physical, or spiritual healing, may your healing, anointing, and restorative power touch them. For those who do not know you as their Lord and Savior, may they experience the touch of your grace, have their eyes open to your eternal love, and be drawn closer to you. Lord, may we all come to recognize and experience your abundant mercy and goodness in our lives. Lord, help us to walk in victory, for we put our trust in your faithfulness, and you are our very present help in times of trouble. Heavenly Father, together we declare that your promise of goodness and mercy shall indeed follow us all the days of our lives. Lord, I thank you for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. In our human experience, anxiety and depression are threads that have woven their way into many lives. But know that they are not signs of weakness, nor are they punishments. Rather, they are part of the complex nature of our human journey. But no matter what you're facing today, God's reassuring voice is saying to you, be anxious for nothing. We're also going to pray a powerful prayer with you, calling on God to deliver you from anxiety and depression and to bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your heart to receive the blessings of this prayer. Have you ever noticed how a room can be full of noise, but there's still a quiet, saddening whisper that can't be ignored? Many people feel this way inside. They might look okay on the outside, but inside they're struggling. Many people carry a weight of sadness or worry deep inside. Feelings we often call anxiety and depression. It's a feeling that's hard to describe, but so many people have it. Anxiety, with its fretful whispers, often emerges when we're uncertain about the future or overwhelmed by the present. It's a natural alarm system warning us of perceived dangers. However, in today's fast-paced world, this alarm sometimes sounds too frequently, pulling us away from the present moment and the beauty it holds. Depression, on the other hand, is like a heavy cloak. It might make us feel isolated, even in a crowd. Yet, it's in these depths that many have found their most profound strengths, resilience, and a deeper connection to their innermost selves. The sad reality is that today, too many of us feel the heavy weight of both anxiety and depression. But consider this. Throughout history, both great and small, people of various social status have all grappled with these emotions. And just as they found paths to light, clarity, and freedom, so too can each of us. Yes, we can. We're winners, not losers. In Joel 3, verse 10, we read, let the weak say, I am strong. Notice that strength is first something we confess with our mouths. So let's open our mouths right now and say this, I am strong. Say it again, I am strong. So the next time you're feeling the attack of anxiety or depression, remember to say, I am strong. And here's the good news. God is always there, even on the cloudiest days. He promises to be with us in every moment, and he brings hope that can light up even the darkest times. Just like after every night, there's a new sunrise. With God, there's always hope for a fresh start and brighter days. So, if you're feeling down, remember to look to God. He is the hope that never goes away, and He's waiting to bring sunshine to your heart if you will just let Him. Imagine Naaman in 2 Kings 5 verse 1, the army commander of the Aramean king. He had a skin disease called leprosy. But the thing is, everyone could see his problem. However, that's not the case with depression or anxiety. Many people today have problems inside, where we can't see. They might look just fine on the outside, like you and me, but inside they feel hurt or scared. So why do we feel like this? At times, it may be due to things happening inside our bodies. Other times, it may be because of painful or frightening past experiences. For some, it's the challenges they're facing in the present, and for others, it's the uncertainty of the future. But whatever the reason is, always remember that with God, you can find the hope needed to overcome, heal, and grow stronger with each passing day. Now, in order to overcome anxiety and depression, it is important to understand the source. Where is it coming from? Or what are the root causes? Imagine if you had a toy that was broken. You'd want to know why. Right? So, let's explore this together. The first possible source is personal traumas. Our hearts and minds carry stories, and not all stories are happy. Think about Tamar, King David's daughter. In 2 Samuel 13, verse 20, after a terrible event, her brother Absalom said, "Be quiet now, my sister. He is your brother. Don't take this thing to heart." But we know things weren't okay. Tamar was hurt by her half-brother Amnon in the worst way you can think of. Her pain was deep, and it wasn't something she could just forget. Like her, many of us today have sad or scary stories from our past that hurt us. These memories may be from when we were kids, or even things that happened not too long ago. And just like Tamar, your pain may be deep and hard to talk about. The second potential source stems from biological factors. Every individual's body is unique, and sometimes our bodies can influence our emotions in complex ways. Take, for example, King Jehoram, whose story is found in 2 Chronicles 21, verses 18 to 19. He suffered from internal pain, not because of something he ate or a particular action he undertook, but perhaps due to internal factors beyond his control. In the same way, some people might experience emotions, like sadness, fear, or anxiety as a result of their body's natural reactions. It's similar to having a physical ailment, like a cold or fever. However, instead of symptoms like sneezing or a high temperature, their symptoms also manifest as emotional distress. Then thirdly, another possible source is environmental triggers. The world is big, and life can sometimes feel hard. People have worries about money. Maybe they argue with friends or family, or perhaps their jobs make them super tired. The Israelites felt like this when they were in Egypt. They worked so hard and their bosses were really mean. They felt trapped and cried out for help in Exodus 2 verses 23 to 25. I am sure some of us can relate to similar work conditions. In our world today, many people feel stuck or overwhelmed by the things happening around them. But here's a shining ray of hope. Even after the toughest times, good things can and do happen. By learning and understanding, we can find ways to help and heal. Our hearts can find peace and become cheerful once more. Nothing is impossible with God. Now Elijah, the prophet, is a compelling example of someone who faced moments of deep despair and emotional pain. In 1 Kings 19, after displaying God's power in a dramatic showdown with the prophets of Baal, he flees from Queen Jezebel's threats. Alone in the wilderness, he prays that he might die, saying, It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life. Even after great spiritual victories, Elijah felt overwhelmed, showcasing that even the strong can face moments of vulnerability. Next, let's look at David, a man after God's own heart. He often poured out his feelings in the Psalms. In Psalms 42 and 43, David openly expresses his deep sorrow and yearning for God. He questions why he's so downcast and troubled. Yet, through his lament, David always finds hope in God's unfailing love and faithfulness. Are you questioning why you're so downcast and troubled today? Be like David and put your hope and trust in God. And further on, we see where even Jesus, the Son of God, experienced moments of profound sorrow. In Matthew 26, verses 37 to 38, as he approaches his crucifixion, Jesus tells Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death, this moment." In the Garden of Gethsemane, underlines that experiencing sorrow or anxiety isn't a sign of weak faith, but a testament to our human experience. But our God is so good to us that he gave us a biblical prescription for anxiety and depression. The words of Paul in Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 serve as a soothing balm to our anxious souls. The scripture tells us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So firstly, he advises us not to be anxious about anything. But he didn't just say that and leave us hanging. Paul went on to prescribe prayer, petition, and thanksgiving as the means to communicate our worries to God. By doing this, a supernatural peace, beyond our understanding, promises to guard our hearts and minds. This scripture reminds us that in every situation, regardless of how dire it may appear, we have an open channel to the Creator who listens, cares, and acts on our behalf. So, let us take a deeper look at Paul's prescription, which contains three medications or tools for overcoming anxiety and depression. Number one, prayer. Prayer is the heartfelt conversation we have with God. In its simplicity, it is talking to our Creator, pouring out our feelings, thoughts, and desires. Paul, throughout his letters, emphasized the importance of maintaining constant communication with God. To pray is to acknowledge God's presence in our daily lives. When we face anxiety, it's easy to feel isolated or alone, but through prayer, we remind ourselves that we have an ever-present helper. Paul's own life is a testament to the power of prayer. From prison cells to challenging missionary journeys, he consistently leaned on prayer to sustain him and guide him. But for some of us, depending on the situation, anxiety and depression may cause us to feel like we can't even pray. So, here's what I suggest. I remember once I had this dream, some time ago, where I really needed God to deliver me. And in the dream, I could only manage to utter a two-word prayer. And when I said these words, "Our faithful God delivered me." And what were these two words? You may ask, "Help, Lord." And that was it. Just two words. So I would urge you to do the same. Until you can manage to pray more words, every time that spirit of anxiety and depression seeks to attack you for deliverance, just pray these two words, "Help, Lord." Number two, petition. Think about petition as a specific form of prayer where we present our needs and requests before God. It's a candid acknowledgement of our limitations and a demonstration of our trust in God's ability to intervene. When anxiety looms large, presenting our specific fears, worries, and needs to God can be liberating. It's like telling a close friend about something that's bothering you. Sometimes just speaking it out can be therapeutic. But more than that, when we petition God, we're placing our burdens into hands that can actually do something about it. Paul, understanding the challenges the early church faced, often encouraged believers to be specific in their requests to God, showcasing a profound trust in God's provision. And number three, thanksgiving. At first glance, gratitude might seem unrelated to overcoming anxiety, but Paul's wisdom in including it becomes evident upon deeper reflection. Thanksgiving is the conscious act of focusing on blessings rather than burdens. When overwhelmed with life's challenges, recounting our blessings and expressing gratitude shifts our perspective. It shifts our focus. Instead of seeing our lives or a world filled with problems, we begin to see evidence of God's hand in our lives. Paul, despite facing many hardships, often began his letters with thanksgiving. It wasn't just a polite way to start a letter. It was a mindset. For even in chains, he could see blessings. By doing so, he established a pattern for us. In the face of anxiety, count your blessings. I think that Paul's prescription of prayer, petition, and thanksgiving is more than just spiritual advice. It's a holistic approach to facing life's challenges. By continuously talking to God, specifically laying out our concerns, and focusing on our blessings, we align our hearts and minds with God's peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. So, as we draw closer to God in prayer and thanksgiving, to complement this, we may also practice daily meditation and reading God's Word. By meditation upon God's Word and promises, we begin to tune in to the Holy Spirit. We also center our own spirits, reminding ourselves of His truths and promises. This act of mindfulness also draws our focus away from our anxieties and towards the eternal hope we have in Christ. Now, regarding God's Word, as I always remind you, the Bible is the living, breathing Word of God. It's active. Within its pages, we will find stories of people who faced similar struggles, promises of God's enduring love, and guidance for life's toughest situation. When faced with anxiety and depression, immersing ourselves in Scripture can provide peace and a new perspective. For instance, in the book of Jonah, he ran from God's calling, faced the depths of despair inside a giant fish, but he was then redeemed and used for God's purpose. His story reminds us that even when we feel lost, God's plan is still at work. What's even more is that God offers us a future of everlasting peace and joy. Let's look at the words of Jesus in John 16, verse 33. Jesus gives a potent message that has comforted countless souls throughout the ages. His words ring out like a beacon of hope. The Bible says, "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." This isn't just a promise. It's an assurance. While Jesus acknowledges the realities of our pain and struggles, he offers himself as the ultimate source of peace. So, let's also shift our focus to look beyond the now. Reflect on the story of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Hannah was in deep anguish, pouring out her soul to the Lord, because she was childless. The pain she felt was intense and tangible. Yet, with time, God turned her sorrow into joy. This story reminds us of a profound truth. Our current struggles and anxieties are but a fleeting moment in the grand timeline of eternity. The pain we experience now is nothing compared to the everlasting joy and peace that God has in store for His children. We need to have an anticipation of eternity. The Bible paints a beautiful picture of what awaits believers in eternity. Revelations 21, verse 4. says. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. This future, free from pain, anxiety, and sadness, is not just a hope, but a guaranteed promise for those who believe. For many of you listening right now, the weight of anxiety and oppression might feel too heavy to bear alone. God is there with you every step of the way. Also, here at Daily Jesus Devotional, we stand together with you in every season, rejoicing in your triumphs and testimonies, and supporting you in times of trials. We are here to ensure that no one walks their journey alone by offering devoted daily fellowship and anointed prayers. Also, consider that every individual's journey is unique. The depths of our struggles and the sources of our anxieties differ, recognizing when the weight of these struggles becomes too much to bear on our own is crucial. We all know that faith plays a pivotal role in healing. However, there are also times when God guides us towards external assistance. Remember, He often works wonders through the hands of others. Seeking professional help may sometimes be the avenue that God uses to bring about restoration in life. It's important to understand that availing oneself of such resources doesn't diminish one's faith. Instead, it showcases a profound trust in God's various ways of healing. Sometimes, God works in mysterious ways. As we journey the path out of the shadows and into God's marvelous light, we know that anxiety and depression might be daunting, but in Christ, we have the promise of peace, the assurance of His presence, and the hope of a dawn that brings with it joy and renewal. Be anxious for nothing. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Lord Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, I praise you for your majestic power and boundless love. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, I ask for your mercies and forgiveness as I forgive all those who trespass against me. Precious Lord, I am thankful for your many blessings in my life, and I thank you for more blessings to come. Father, in the midst of life storms, I seek refuge in you. Help, Lord, help. I rebuke the spirit of anxiety and depression from my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as I come before you with prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, fill me with your everlasting hope. Father, I declare that your light will shine through every dark moment, and your peace will calm every raging emotion within me. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every suicidal thought and every chain of despair trying to bind me. I declare that in you, Lord, I am strong. I declare freedom, joy, and victory in my life through the power of your holy name. I declare victory over every stronghold of sadness, panic attacks, nervous breakdowns, fear, or worry that seeks to attack me. Merciful Father, I ask that you heal my body, mind, and soul. I ask that you heal every emotional wound, mend every scar, and soothe every pain that weighs heavily upon me. Lord, may you deliver me from post-traumatic stress disorders and every other lingering side effects of anxiety and depression. I ask that you calm my nerves, deliver me from negative thoughts and overthinking, and comfort me through your Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask that you bless me with peaceful sleep. Lord, may you replace my worries with your peace, my stress with your comfort and my fears with your boundless love. Grant me the strength to move forward, healed and whole, knowing that you walk beside me every step of the way. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you. May you guard their hearts, Lord, and let them find comfort in your love and grace. Lord, may you cover them under your wings and let your peace reign in our lives. Father, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for all the hearts that are opening to you right now. I pray that each soul, every spirit, will feel the comforting touch of your presence. Let faith rise. Let hope be renewed, and let love be the anchor that binds us to you, dear Lord. As we come in agreement, we ask for your divine intervention in our lives, knowing that you will grant us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, may you continue to guide, protect, and bless us abundantly. May we always find strength in you to overcome whatever comes against us. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Have you ever been lost while driving somewhere new? You keep making turns thinking you're going the right way, but you only seem to get more lost. It's so frustrating. The only way to get unlost is to retrace your steps back to the point where you made the wrong turn. In life, we can get lost too, wandering away from God through disobedience. But the good news is, obedience is like a map that leads us right back to the heart of God. Psalm 128, verse 1. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. Today, God wants me to reveal to you the power of obedience to God in your life. So stick around, because I am going to pray a powerful prayer with you, calling on God to bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your heart to receive the blessings of this prayer. Now, the godly life is a journey of following God in obedience. As children, God calls us to walk in obedience to His word and His commands. This is for our own protection and blessing. Obedience brings us closer to the heart of the Father. Disobedience leads us astray into danger, distress, and sometimes even death. In Deuteronomy 11, verses 26 to 27, Moses presents the people of Israel with a choice. He tells them, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. The curse if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God. My friends, the same choice stands before us today. If we walk in obedience to God's principles and precepts, it will lead to amazing blessing in our lives. But if we rebel and choose to disobey, it will block the flow of God's blessing and protection over us. The consistent, diligent choice to obey God draws us closer to Him. I have been asked many times, how can I get to hear God? How can I hear God clearer? From communing with God, I learned that obedience is that one thing you need to do if you wish to hear God speak to you. The Holy Spirit said to me once, if I could get people to be obedient, I could get them to achieve anything. My friends, disobedience to God is what's holding you back. Obedience is an act of faith. It is also an act that demonstrates your trust in God. In ancient times, people used to offer sacrifices to God as a way to seek forgiveness for their wrongdoings or sins. They believed that by sacrificing something valuable, like an animal, it would make things right between them and God. However, over time, God revealed through His messages that what He truly desires is not just these offerings, but rather obedience and a sincere heart. In the Old Testament of the Bible, specifically in the book of 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, God's preference for obedience is clear when He tells the prophet Samuel, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. This teaches us that God values a person's willingness to follow his commands and live in a way that honors him more than the physical act of offering sacrifices. The ultimate demonstration of God's preference for obedience over sacrifice is seen in the New Testament through the life and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In the book of Hebrews 9, verse 11 to 14, it is explained that Jesus became the final and perfect sacrifice for humanity's sin. His shed blood on the cross symbolizes the new covenant between God and mankind, offering eternal forgiveness and reconciliation. This event signifies that God himself provided the ultimate solution for sin. It highlighted that obedience to God's will and embracing the gift of salvation through Jesus is what truly matters. Through obedience, we experience more of God's presence, favor, and generosity in our daily lives. Today, I want to explore three key blessings that obedience to God brings into our lives. 1. Obedience draws us closer to God through experiencing his presence. 2. Obedience draws us closer to God through receiving his favor. 3. Obedience draws us closer to God through reaping his blessings. Now, let's explore these beautiful benefits of living a lifestyle of obedience to our good Father. My friends, let's look at the first key blessings. Obedience draws us closer to God through experiencing his presence. Our obedience and God's presence are intimately connected. When we walk in obedience to God's principles in his word, we experience the manifest presence of God in our lives. Through obedience, we open the door for God's very Spirit to dwell in us. In John 14, verse 23, Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Here we see Jesus is measuring or quantifying our love based on our obedience to his words. Now you can see that obedience is important if you wish to invite the Lord into your life. When we love and obey Christ, God makes his home in our hearts. Now, why does God promise his presence to the obedient? I believe there are two key reasons. First, God dwells close to the obedient heart because he knows he is welcome there. It's like visiting a friend's home. You feel comfortable staying a long time when your friend welcomes you in. But if your friend is always breaking promises to you and ignoring your words, you don't want to stay. You know you're not welcome. In the same way, when we obey God, it shows him that he is wanted and welcome in our lives. Our obedience lays down a welcome mat for the Lord's presence. Second, God dwells close to the obedient heart because obedience requires trust. To obey God, especially when his commands don't make sense to us, requires deep trust in his character and his wisdom. Psalm 2 verse 14 says, "The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them." Dear friends, God draws near to those who walk in godly fear and radical trust. His presence is the reward for our faith in him. James 4 verse 8, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." I encourage you today, walk in greater obedience to God's words in Scripture. As you do, you will experience the depths of his presence like never before. The Holy Spirit will become your daily companion and closest confidant. Now, that takes me to the second key blessings. Obedience draws us closer to God through receiving his favor. Now, in addition to experiencing God's presence, obedience to the Lord also ushers in his supernatural favor over our lives. The book of Proverbs 2, verses 21 to 22 says, "For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it." Now this blamelessness is only possible because of Jesus. Colossians 1 verse 22 says, "In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight." God's favor rests upon the upright and those who seek to do His will. Now, not because you might have sinned in the past, that means you're disqualified from God's favor. That's the beauty about Jesus. He is gracious and merciful. If you repented, meaning that you turned from your sinful ways, 1 John 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My friends, all we need to do is to obey God to walk in the full favor of God's blessings. I like to think of the favor of God as an umbrella over us. When we walk in obedience to God's principles, we come under the shelter and shade of His favor, even when storms come. This umbrella protects and comforts us. We have a confidence that God is watching over us. We are at peace knowing we dwell in His care, in the secret place of the Most High and under the shadow of the Almighty God. However, when we live in rebellion and disobedience, we step out from under this covering. We are exposed to the harsh elements and ferocious storms of this life. We become battered and bruised, lacking protection. The faithful, obedient walk under an open heaven. The blessings of God flow freely into their lives. Doors swing wide open for them. People are compelled to show them favor. Promotion and prosperity seem to chase them down. This is the favor of God in action. On the other hand, the disobedient often find closed doors at every turn. Opportunities dry up. People that used to be a good source of help desert you. Your life seems plagued with constant misfortune and bad breaks. This is the curse of living outside of God's favor. If you feel like you've been facing nothing but closed doors and bad breaks, examine your life. Have you been rebelling against God's commands? Have you been ignoring the promptings of His Spirit? I urge you to return to obedience today and re-invite God's favor into your life. Line your life up with His Word and watch His open doors swing wide before you. Now this takes me to my third key point. Obedience draws us closer to God through reaping His blessings. A lifestyle of obedience leads to reaping all the blessings of God. While we cannot earn our salvation, obedience to Christ is rewarded with spiritual and physical blessings. Deuteronomy 28 lays out in detail the many blessings God promises for those who diligently obey Him. Let's do a quick flyover of some of these blessings. Verse 3, blessed in the city and country. Verse 4, blessed with children, crops, and livestock. Verse 6, blessed when you come in and go out. And verse 7, Lord will grant you victory over enemies. Verse 8, blessed with prosperity in all you undertake. Verse 11, blessed with prosperity and success. Verse 12, the Lord will open the heavens to send rain in season. And the list goes on and on. God promises to richly bless the obedient in every area of life, family, finances, career. You cannot outgive God. When you walk in surrender to Him, He delights to pour out His blessings from on high. The obedient life is the blessed life. God sees your faithfulness and honors it. He sees your devotion to obeying His Word and following the leading of His Spirit. As the good Father, He desires to reward His children who bring Him joy through their obedience. Even in times of trial and difficulty, the obedient can rest in hope. Romans 8, verse 28 says, "For we know God works all things for the good of those who love Him." And 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, complements it by saying, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Dear friends, no matter what you face, obedience positions you to receive supernatural blessings from your Father's hands. So today, no matter what you are facing, choose obedience to God. Offer God your willing heart fully surrendered to Him. Determine to walk in alignment with Christ today through obeying the promptings of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't yet invited Jesus into your heart, this could be your moment of salvation. As you do, you will draw closer to the blessings and favor of God with each step. You will experience His presence in a profound and transformational way. I must tell you this, in my own walk with God, obedience to God has been one of my greatest weapons against the enemy. The importance of obedience should never be understated. Now, there is a common thread that runs throughout almost every story of victory in the Scriptures, and that common thread is obedience. Yes, nothing fancy, just plain and faithful obedience to God. Obedience to divine guidance played a pivotal role in achieving victory over enemies in various biblical accounts. King Jehoshaphat's humble obedience, marked by fasting and worship, led to a miraculous intervention where enemy forces turned against each other, resulting in their defeat. Esther's brave obedience, driven by faith and determination, exposed a plot against her people and ultimately led to their deliverance from destruction. Similarly, the story of David and Goliath highlights the power of obedience in facing overwhelming odds. David's unwavering trust in God's guidance, combined with his obedience to face the giant with a sling and stone, resulted in a surprising victory over the Philistine champion. In the case of Naaman's healing from leprosy, his initial resistance gave way to obedience as he followed Elisha's simple instructions to wash in the Jordan River 7 times. This act of faith led to his complete healing. Furthermore, Elisha's obedience to God's leading guided him to outmaneuver the Syrian army through unconventional tactics, showcasing the significance of obedience in overcoming adversaries. Each of these stories underscores the transformative impact of obedience in our life. It should be obvious. Now, don't you see how powerful obedience to God can be? You should never forget the 3 key blessings that obedience to God brings to your life. 1. Obedience allows us to experience God's presence in a real and intimate way. He makes His home in the life of the obedient. 2. Obedience ushers in the supernatural favor of God. We come under His divine umbrella of blessing and protection. And 3. Obedience leads to reaping all the blessings of God. He delights to reward those who faithfully walk with Him. Let it be your life's mission to walk in obedience to God. Watch your relationship with the Holy Spirit grow from strength to strength. With willing heart and obedient hands, you will draw closer to the heart of God each day. You will experience His presence, favor, and blessings in new heights. My dear friends, the obedient life is the blessed life. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, most righteous and gracious Lord, You are the only true God, King of kings and Lord of lords. I exalt and worship Your holy name. I come before You with a heart full of thanksgiving and praise, acknowledging Your sovereignty and love. Lord Jesus, I ask for Your mercy and forgiveness for all the times that I have been disobedient. Today, I thank You for the precious gift of obedience and the profound blessings that flow from it. Lord, we accept and embrace Your calling to obedience. Lord, instill in me a steadfast desire to obey Your word. Help me to overcome my human inclinations and surrender my will to You. May my obedience be an expression of my love and trust in You, a reflection of my faith that You have our best interests at heart. As I walk in obedience, I ask that You fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Loving Father, be not far from me, but draw me closer to You, that I may feel Your loving embrace. Touch my heart and mind and help me to hear Your voice clearly when You speak. Precious Lord, I pray for Your guidance and wisdom in all aspects of my life. Be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lord, help me to discern Your will and make choices that align with your divine purpose. Grant me the strength to resist the temptations that seek to divert me from your intended path. Let not my enemies have victory over me. I trust in your faithfulness to keep me from all harm. Almighty God, I lift up our family and friends who may be struggling with obedience. Lord, touch the heart of all my loved ones, that they too will have obedient hearts to your word. Lord, help us to persevere and grant us courage and deliverance from all our challenges. Let us all experience the truth that your commands are not burdensome, but are meant to lead us into the abundant life. Pour out your blessings upon us as we obey your word. Bless our relationships, our work, our health, and every aspect of our lives. May we experience the fulfillment that comes from walking hand in hand with you. Lord, I also pray for those of us who have yet to embrace the beauty of obedience. Soften their hearts, Lord, and reveal to them the immeasurable joy that springs forth from following your ways. May they come to know the profound peace that only comes from a life lived in harmony with your divine plan. In times of difficulty or uncertainty, remind me of the blessings that obedience brings. May I find strength in knowing that I am faithful to your promises and that my obedience is an offering that delights your heart. Lord, as we surrender to you, who perfectly modeled obedience, may your Holy Spirit empower us to walk faithfully in your ways. Lord, I thank you for hearing and answering my prayer. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Haman in the comment section below. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also, remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. And we also invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. To God be all the glory. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you in the name of Jesus. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that we did not pray for you. Rest assured, we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. Stand in faith with us while we pray. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.